Facebook Showdown!
It's Friday Facebook Showdown, where we take real drama and conversations from Facebook, reenact them as a bad soap opera. We've also changed the names to protect the innocent and the stupid. In this segment, it seems Shelley's latest living accommodations have come to a sudden halt. Welcome back to Facebook Showdown. PA from KDUX.
Mello, hello.
Kyle Polly from KXRO.
Hello. How come we can't change our names? Yeah. Or let's just keep their names the same.
Yeah, and we change.
It's like Gary. It's not give their last name. Yeah. It's social.
The players in this are Shelley, who will be played by myself. Robert, also by moi. Shannon, played by PA.
Yes.
Who will also be playing Seth. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, you'll be playing the part of Vincent.
All right.
In today's episode of Facebook Showdown called Back to the Drawing Board. And begin scene. Oh, sad news. Back to the drawing board. I knew it seemed too good to be true. Back to searching for a place to live. F my life. This is too hard.
Have faith. What the F happened?
Where are you trying to move to? You still got your trailer?
Ayo, oh no, what happened?
Yeah, what went wrong?
What happened to Mike's place?
Shannon, he had me jumped by Kerry Hawkins and is keeping all my stuff from me. It's really messed up.
Hey, so why aren't you getting the police involved, Shelly? Bibbidi bobbidi.
I feel like Vincent throws in a bibbidi bobbidi. That's his thing. It is either spot on or highly derogatory, but I'm nailing it.
Good question, Vincent. I'm sorry that happened to you, Shelley, but Mike's not the type of person to do the jump thing without great cause or out of the blue. He's actually a great guy. Something incredibly horrible must have happened to him, he feels, came from your direction or you were a part of.
So, Shannon, we're talking illegal activity, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, theft for sure, Vincent. Cash. Must have been a lot. Yes, theft.
So, Shannon's suggesting you stole money from him. If I'm not mistaken, Shelley, a bibbidi bobbidi.
Not till I hear it from Mike. What I said, Vincent, was for Mike to respond that radical to have a female jump Shelley. Something must have happened to him. He's just short of bedridden from multiple health issues and a big-hearted, very fair. And for him to go to these lengths is a rule totally out of character. Those two have lived at Mike's for years and have always worked it out. You brought up theft. I responded, yes, it's the only thing I could imagine he would want to put some hurt on Shelley for. And that said, it had to be a huge response from him. It's none of my business, but I'll be talking to him today. He will have no problem telling me. We're great friends, and he'll tell me his truth. And until that, I'm guessing exactly what I said. Whatever it is, I wish it didn't happen. He was good to her as I saw it.
So, yeah, none of my business, but I'm going to talk to him later today.
So two people lived at Mike's. Was she dating Mike?
I think, well, here we go. Shelly's going to explain some more. All right. Shelly's, back to Shelly.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Shannon. I've known him for 25 years. I thought he was my friend. I haven't done anything to him. He's the one who's tried to come on to me every now and then I turn him down and I guess he gets butthurt. But he's got some heroin-addicted homeless chick that moved in with him, and so it's probably her that was pushing all of that. I don't know, but he seriously, for no reason, had me jumped by Kerry Hawkins and my stuff got stolen out of the living room. And I haven't gotten the police involved because I did get the police involved that night, the day that I got jumped, and they basically said that they would stand by while I got some of my things together. They don't give you much freaking time. Anyways, I plan on getting the police involved when I can go back and take care of the situation. But I've had to deal with trying to freaking survive on a day-to-day basis ever since. So until you know the freaking facts, please don't freaking try to speculate on my behalf. Well, it's not on my behalf if you're trying to say that I did something to Mike. Mike's a good guy, but if you really know Mike, he talks crap about everybody, including you. That's how he is not that great of a guy. In fact, he's not a good guy at all. To me, now he's a piece of crap. Mike was good to me, Shannon? Not even gonna waste my breath.
What a piece of
And end scene!
This is very confusing.
I don't know. I read it, and I don't know how to follow.
This is deep. I can't figure out how many people were living at Mike's house.
That's what I want to know.
There's a
I think
story.
At least three.
Here's the thing. Let's remember this one, because this has a trilogy in it that I imagine we're going to get back to later.
I hope so.
There's going to be probably a prequel. I'm sure we'll get some backstory.
That'd be wonderful.
And then another sequel, too.
We'll be keeping my eyes open.
We'll check the jail registry on that
one. Facebook Showdown!